All right, moving on to item five, which is approval of minutes from the April 13 and April 27 meetings. Are there any changes or additions or modifications? And if not, do we have a motion?
I will move both.
Looking for a second.
Second.
All right, we have 2 seconds, so that's a third. So we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from both April 13 and April 27. Seeing no hands up or further discussion, let's proceed to call the roll on this item. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Jabotarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And I think we're done. All right. So that motion carries unanimously 7-0.
There's no alternate, who's the alternate for David?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm just having a morning here. So my apologies. So the current alternate scenario that, as I understand it, is that Reggie's position, which is alternate number 7, safety, would vote in place of David in his absence, as well as for Dennis and or Donnie. But I'm not sure why. Let me just look here. I may need to ask our general counsel, our parliamentarian today. Does Mike vote in place of David?
No, he does not. You are correct, Mr. Chair. If the safety alternate seat was filled today, that would be the seat voting for Trustee McDonald, but the seat is vacant.
Right.
The retiree alternate would only vote if both Trustee McDonald and one of the other elected trustees were absent, which is not the case today.
Thank you. And I should tell everybody, I have a sheet which summarizes the rules because I can never remember the alternate rules. So the staff was kind enough to prepare that for me. So that's how I read it, but I wanted to be sure I hadn't missed it. So Karen, thank you.
You're welcome.